This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
It is time to talk to our guy, Ben Maller of Fox Sports Radio. Of course, you can catch him overnights right here on 96.5 The Fan. It's all brought to you by our friends at The Landing in Liberty. And Ben, what a great night for sports tonight, USA versus Canada. All of a sudden, America has been captivated with this hockey matchup that's going to take place in Boston tonight. I've been waiting all week for this game. I can't wait. How excited are you?
Yeah, even I don't have the hockey gene. I used to cover hockey back in the day, my early days in radio, but I'm fired up. I'm planning my night around this, and I don't normally talk much hockey on the overnight show, but I am anticipating that something crazy is going to happen in that game. I'm a little concerned because I think the U.S. is favored in that game, and everyone's expecting them to win the game because they're on U.S. soil, and I'm a little worried they're going to choke tonight. But I am excited about it. I'm fired up. I don't know how it can match what happened on Saturday, though, right? It's like that big, amazing event. Because that was unexpected, what happened on Saturday. Nobody expected that to happen. But now, are the fans going to boo the Canadian anthem? Right? Do the Canadians then start the fighting? Like, there's so many questions that we'll have answers for tonight. And the buildup is so crazy. I saw the ticket prices on the secondary market. It's like a Stanley Cup game in Boston. And you just like, can it? I hope it does. For my friends that love hockey, I hope it lives up to the hype. I am anticipating. I'm excited about it. And I very rarely get excited about a hockey game. For me, this is a big deal.
No, it's huge. And you know, the conversation then becomes, how does the NHL kind of catapult and take this and grow their game? And I think they got a perfect way to grow this game. Just start running promos that say, hockey, America, fights, let's go. And I think America would be all in on growing the game of sport, growing that sport here in America.
Yeah, and it's got to annoy the old school hockey people because they've, over the years, tried to get rid of fighting from hockey, right? The NHL, they've done everything they can to limit it, and I know it's lawyers are involved and liability and those type of things. They're worried about lawsuits, downstream liability of people getting concussions and brain injuries. But from a pure business standpoint, that is why people love what happened. It wasn't the hockey, it was the fighting. And then they got into the hockey because of the fighting, and we're at a point now where you can't have fighting and all that. I hope whoever replaces Gary Bettman in a couple of years, the next commissioner, is like, maybe we should just ease up on some of those rules we put in against fighting. It's not the worst thing. They've got a business to run, and that's a big part of the business. I'm hoping for a close game. Wouldn't overtime be great? And then like some crazy, weird goal to win in overtime for Team USA, that would be awesome. So I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I'm a degenerate, so I don't know anything that goes on with hockey. I just know that the United States is -1.5 and the over-under is 5.5. So I assume that's a pretty awesome outcome for the United States if that happens.
Yeah, I bet hockey, but there's like three ways you can bet hockey, right? You can bet the money line, you can bet the goal line, or you can bet the total. I think there might actually be another way too. Yeah, I don't know.
Is 5.5 a lot?
I feel like the goal and a half would be the value there because, these usually close one goal game, you know, it's tied up. You're in pretty good shape there. So I would take the goal and a half and take Canada and hope I lose. I win the bet, but lose the Canada loses the game by a goal. That's the way I would go.
Fair point.
Thank you.
I want to bring this up as we transition from hockey to football because we're in your neck of the woods right now. Is Matthew Stafford, is he the domino that has to fall before anything starts going?
No, I don't think you know that it has to happen. I think that will happen soon. I feel like you're getting to the point now where the Rams, they have to make a move because if they're going to get rid of Stafford, they got to sign one of these other rejects at quarterback who are available, like Aaron Rodgers. And if they wait, then Rodgers will, who I think they want, will go somewhere else. And so, I guess in an indirect way, I'm agreeing with you. I think other things are going to happen as well in the next couple of weeks as that kind of gets cranked up. And I do like the Rams, as you guys know. I'm fine with Stafford leaving, though. He had a good year last year, but the Rams have been flirting with getting rid of him for 3 years, ever since they won the Super Bowl. Like, right after that, they were like, well, maybe we should move on from him. And I think they're annoyed with his wife and the whole thing. And as long as McVay's there, I buy into McVay. I think they'll be fine. They'll at least be a playoff team, whether they're a real contender or not. I don't know. But McVay knows what he's doing. He's on that line of coaches with Andy Reid and Mike Tomlin and those guys that always have good teams. So I'm fine with Stafford going somewhere else. And I think Stafford would do well with a team like the Giants for a year. He's a competent quarterback. There's a lot of teams that just need a competent quarterback. He's that guy. Although he is showing signs of slowing down. There were a couple games late in the year where he's showing signs of being an old quarterback, which is what he is. He's an old quarterback.
You know, Ben Maller, you mentioned Rodgers, right? And yesterday, I think it was Schefter who floated out the Rams as a potential landing spot for Aaron Rodgers. I think McVay's one of those coaches that he could respect and view as kind of on his same level, so I think that would be a good fit for Aaron Rodgers. But from a Rams fan standpoint, are you really making your team better by moving on from Matthew Stafford to get Aaron Rodgers?
Well, I think it's a lateral move because Rodgers would, I guess, work cheaper. I'm not really worried about the salary cap. I'm a salary cap truther. I think the salary cap is fake. So it doesn't really affect the – I don't worry about the financials. I don't pay the bills. It's not my problem. So they'll figure it out. But, it's a lateral move. They never – it's like always – they have this last supper mentality, the Rams, at quarterback. They're like, well, we'll figure it out. We have old quarterback. And if they bring Aaron Rodgers in for a year – they're still going to have the same problem, even if he plays well a year or two from now. But I think the Rams' identity, what they're known for now, what they think they're going to be known for, is the defense. These young players on defense that started to blossom last year, and they still have Puka Nacua on offense. And so they, again, with McVay, I think they believe, yeah, they can squeeze something out. Now, whether that's delusional or not, because Aaron Rodgers looked pretty mediocre with the Jets, and it's not like they had stiffs around him with the Jets. I thought they had some players that at least – were drafted, whether that's worth anything. They were drafted high. They just didn't play well with them. So I'd be okay with it. I think it'd be fun. It'd be good for talk radio purposes to see how Rodgers and McVay work together. And McVay fancies himself the quarterback whisperer. And if he can light a fire, have a career renaissance with Aaron Rodgers, that'd be a great accomplishment for him on his coaching resume.
So with around the corner, like what I think is the greatest time of sports in the season, right? Like, I know it's different spring in LA, spring and winter. We're in the middle of the armpit of winter right now. But what is Ben Maller for the people? What does Ben Maller look forward to the most in the spring?
Well, I love today. Spring training starting, at least for the Dodgers are playing later in this weekend, and I kind of get into that, the whole vibe, watching games. Where I live, the games start in the morning in the Grapefruit League and then pretty much all afternoon. And I work at night, so when I wake up, there's like spring training baseball on. I can just settle in and watch some spring training games. And then if I want to watch a basketball game at night, which I usually do, I'll watch that. And then settle in for NFL free agency and then the draft. I mean, all those things are awesome. The rumors, that part of it's a lot of fun. More fun than the actual transactions. I always say the rumor's better than when the player actually signs the contract. And so I'm fired up for that. And yeah, the weather you guys are having, though, my God, that's you described it perfectly, Dusty, from what you've told me and what I've seen on my weather app. The armpit, that is brutal. That's where you appreciate the good weather a little bit more than we do.
Yeah, and that's why I watch spring training baseball, Dodgers and Cubs on a random Thursday afternoon, because it's -7 and I'm looking outside going, this sucks. And then you see the birds and the trees and the sun and the crack of the bat. And I look, for me, there's nothing more therapeutic than just sitting down and watching spring training baseball.
Yeah, it's right around the corner. And now you get robo-umps, too. So you got that to look forward to. You know, we'll see how that plays out in baseball. And the Dodgers supposed to be a juggernaut this year. We'll see if that actually turns out to be the case. And spring training, a great time for players to get hurt before opening day. Perfect time. Weather's wonderful. And how many pitchers on your favorite team, your Royals fan, how many pitchers will get hurt by opening day? It happens every year.
Every year.
And sure enough, I was telling a buddy of mine was texting me about the Dodgers. Oh, man, they're loaded. They're going 120 games. I said, listen, half the rotation is going to be hurt by April 1st. So we'll see what they actually send out there by the time we get to May and June and all that stuff, because it's inevitable. Like, anytime I hear a coach in any sport say, oh, if we stay healthy, no one ever stays healthy, especially not in modern times where the first sign of trouble, your motto is not rub some dirt on it. It's sit down, lay down, let's give you a massage and a bath. I mean, it's not just play through it. It's like, we got issues. You should sit for, like, out of an abundance of caution, sit right for like 2 weeks. You know, that's the mantra of today.
Mine is when they come to spring training and they say he's not going to be ready for opening day. We've already seen that. What have you been doing all winter that you're not going to be ready in 6 weeks from the time you arrived at spring training?
Well, my favorite, I don't know if your favorite, my favorite is Giancarlo Stanton, who showed up not with one bad elbow, two bad elbows. The Yankees have not played since the World Series, which I believe ended like in late October, maybe early November. So November, December, January, most of February, he's got both bad elbows. And here's a guy that looks like Adonis, another one of the workout guy, and cannot stay healthy. And of course, we've had he's in the greatest shape of his life. These baseball writers, I feel bad for them on some level, because they got to feed content every day. And so you get he's changed his diet, and then if it doesn't work, they change their diet the next year until they find something that works. But I'm convinced these baseball scribes already have those stories written by the time they get to Arizona or Florida, and they just have to fill the names in and fill in some of the numbers. But it's already written. It's like a boilerplate on how to put a spring training story out every year.
Yeah. When I watch this hockey game, and you say you used to cover hockey, you're not a hockey guy. I'm not either, but I am dialed in for this game. Like, I'll be ready at 6 o'clock. Like, I won't even watch the local news, which I watch every night. But like, how does hockey take this? And I know Bob said earlier, fight America or hockey America fights. But I like, how does hockey take advantage of this moment and move forward with it?
Well, in the marketing world, you've got to sell, put as many billboards up and commercials on radio and TV and just wrap yourself in the flag, right? Sell that. I mean, the problem with that is you can't recreate that. Like, if you love – people love the Four Nations thing because, obviously, it's patriotism. And you love your country and all that. You want to see America win. And, America's not known for hockey. It's Canada's the hockey country. And it's like beating them at their own sport. And then they booed the national anthem. You can't really recreate that, but you can certainly let people know about it. But if you're watching a random, like, St. Louis Blues game against the Blackhawks, you're not going to get the same vibe because it's a unique situation. But you hope a certain percentage of people end up falling for the sport that maybe weren't watching it, used to watch it. Like, I used to watch it because I got paid to watch it. And I still like I like going to hockey games. I just don't, watching it on TV doesn't really do anything for me. And from talk radio purposes, as I like to say, we do broadcasting, not narrowcasting, so it's a little problem nationally to talk about it. So those are some of the issues I have. But, yeah, you got to spend the money and hope there's a little bit of carryover, at least for a little while, that people that watch this are like, hey, I want to watch these guys, at least the guys that were stars in this thing tonight. And so we'll see how it goes. But it'll be fun to watch tonight. That's what we're looking for.
No doubt. Ben, we appreciate the time. Enjoy the game. And we will talk to you again next week when it's a little bit warmer.
Little warmer. All right. Thank you, guys.
A little warmer.
A little bit warmer.
He doesn't know what he's talking about. It's 80 degrees. It's cold in L.A.
Yeah, oh, he's in warm, sunny, fire-ridden L.A. Fires and the earthquakes or the cold. I'll take this weather every day of the week as opposed to that.
You know? It's over.
Yeah, it's over after today. Of course, Ben, brought to you by the good folks over at the Landing in Liberty.
Mm-hmm. Some people have a point on the text line, which I think is, again, I think, because we could talk hockey all day, and I think Bob would be okay with this if Dad's all right with it. But somebody on the text line from the 816 says, the hockey hype seems forced. Many people I know that never watched the NHL all of a sudden are fans now. So I responded. I said, well, that's because it's the United States, not a city team. And he goes, I feel that, and go States, though, but personally have no desire. And I'm the same way. I will not. Tomorrow night, I will not watch a hockey. I know there's not probably one, but like I won't watch a hockey game moving forward. Now, I know you will, but like,
again, I'm not going to be like, I'm not setting my appointment for it. Yeah. You know, I'll sit down. If a game's on, I'll flip the game on. I'll watch a little of the game and see what happens.
But
you know?
Tonight, I will be locked the F in.
Yeah, it's like soccer. Nobody's a soccer fan, but when the United States plays in the World Cup, night. I mean, well, they're some are sicker than others department, right? Like it's the same thing as the soccer. I'm not a soccer fan at all. If the sport didn't exist, okay, my daughter would be upset, but I'd be fine. Not that big a deal. But United States is playing. That's what this is about. It's about your country. It's about everybody uniting and watching, you know, our guys go against their guys for international bragging rights. And so, yeah, you may not be a hockey fan. Most people watching the game tonight won't be hockey fans, but they're a fan of sport. Mm-hmm. They're a fan of an event. They're a fan of a big moment. They're either a fan of America or Canada, depending on, you know, where you're located at this point in time. So I just think like this is one of those moments where you're right. You don't have to be a fan. I'm not a basketball fan. I don't like the sport. USA basketball against France in the Olympics. You're damn right I'm watching that
game.
You
won't watch golf. Neither will Mac the entire year, but I will 100% bet my life that you're watching Sunday the Masters.
If there's something compelling.
There will be. There always is.
Yeah, I'll watch
there's
Masters.
Always
every April.
Yeah.
Every April.
I mean, there will be a story Sunday where it'll either be like Rory's going for his first green jacket or there's like a three-way tie at the lead. There will always be something. That's the way it is.
Yeah.
Like that's just the way. Unless it's 1999 and Tiger, 97 and Tiger's winning by, he's got shooting at 17 under, the next closest guy's at 8.
But you're still watching that because it's as compelling as hell, and it's an event, and everybody's paying attention.
And it was historic.
Again, that's why I continue to go back, and it seems like it's the theme today. Reduce the amount of games, because when you have big events, people show up for these things. People want to be part of
the NFL.
The big, right. Well, the NFL is once a week.
Yeah, you have 1 in 8 chances to go see a game at home.
Right. That's it.
Or you travel.
And people go. I mean, you talk about the celebrities that'll be there tonight. You look at the celebrities at every NFL game now. It's not just here in Kansas City. It's everywhere. Like, people want to be a part of, you know, those moments that are the where were you moments. Like, you remember where you were for certain major events. I don't know if tonight's going to be one of those. It may be one of those, but I'll tell you what, you don't want to be the guy at work that missed this game tonight because you're like, I'm not a hockey fan. Meanwhile, Betty in accounting is watching the game and, you know, Chet, you know, in sales is watching the game and Bill in whatever department is watching the game. And everybody's talking about it. You're like, I'm not a hockey fan, so I'm not watching. Yeah, but you're missing a cultural event in America tonight. That's what this is about.
Bill Brooks will be watching.
He was on KMBZ yesterday.
Really?
Yeah, Kling texted me. He goes, Brooks is on KMBZ doing traffic today. I'm like, perfect.
Brady Kachuk goes and scores on the outside. There's a skate on the ice.
It's like the Olympics. Like, I don't give a rip about javelin, but every 4 years, like, I'm locked
curling
in.
Curling is the prime example.
Like,
of this.
Yes,
like, everybody watches curling.
I would say that and swimming.
Swimming's another. Track and field for me has become one of my favorite sports now to watch. The sprints, I should say. The 100 meter dash. I mean, I love watching my kids do it right at the middle school and watching the middle school kids do it. I'm like, my God, you can see some of these kids that are going to be really good athletes. It's such a great sport to watch. But I'm not tuning in on a Tuesday for track and field events or anything like that. But if it's a cultural event, if it's bigger than sports, which this is tonight, bigger than sports, that's when people pay attention.
Mm. Yeah. Actually, there's about 1 in 10 or 11 chances you'll see the Chiefs at home. LOL. Good text there. 620. Do you think, so I'm interested to know this, Boston, very proud of their city.
Oh, God, yes.
Rowdy people.
Yeah.
Sometimes not for the best.
Right.
They're 100% booing the Canadians when they come out.
Well, I don't know.
Not the anthem.
Right.
But they might.
The players, they should boo the players.
Right.
The anthem, I'm not a huge fan of booing the anthem. Like, that's just not my thing, right? You may not like this country or that country. Like, Canada booing our anthem over the last week was kind of low rent. I'll be honest with you. It's very disrespectful because they show the players and the coaches and you hear all these boos and these guys are playing for their country. Mm-hmm. You know, you're booing the anthem of their country. And we didn't do that the other night. I know Binkley was very disappointed about the fact that, you know, the Americans didn't boo the Canadian anthem when they were playing Finland or Sweden or whoever it was, you know, in that game. I hope we boo the play. Yeah, booing the players, I have no issue with at all. I mean, that's sports, right? But booing the anthem, like, don't do that tonight if you're in Boston, because it didn't have a good look when the Canadians did it to the United States anthem.
Do listeners fall in the category of the Fesco thanks for listening?
Oh, yeah.
I can't believe you guys haven't used the Olympics with swimming, gymnastics, or any other sport. We're not fans, but we watch to cheer on our country.
But they may be on the app, and we just talked about that.
I literally use swimming as an analogy.
Yeah, no, I will give them that benefit of the doubt. There is a 14-second delay now on the FM and then the app and the buffering. Like, I'll give you a pass on that. I'll give you a pass on that if you correct yourself. Oh, I just heard it. My bad. Sorry. But, you know, curling is the same way. They got a curling place up in North Kansas City. We went a few years ago and curled. And you think that sport's easy. And then you get out there on the ice and you're like, oh, my God, this is the hardest thing to do in the world.
Really? Like, you're like, all I got to do is throw this football.
Yeah,
these bowling pins, and then you're like,
exactly.
My arm hurts.
Your arm hurts. Yeah. I mean,
it's harder than I thought.
It's a lot harder, right? It's fun.
You got to throw it underhand.
You got to throw it underhand. Exactly. Snap it between your legs. Knock all those pins down, right?
From the 913, guys, I love the show, but I have to ask, what is the deal looking like for you guys to promote hockey? Ha ha. I mean, it's the United States versus Canada, man. Like, man. I'm
it's
sorry.
On you,
like,
on this one, man.
Yeah, like, I look, there's, if somebody wanted to endorse me for this, I would absolutely be like, you know what, hockey's the greatest sport in the world. Yeah, these guys are super talented. Can you ice skate, hit a hockey puck?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
And score and have a hot chick as your wife, good luck. But no, I don't know. I mean, look, this is just what it is. Like, when the Ryder Cup happens, like, I'm sorry, it'll be a talking point. And then somebody says from 816, Canadian national anthem, Boston. Oh, yeah, they're getting booed.
Yeah, but they didn't the other night, though.
But
so
it wasn't in Boston, was it?
Yes,
oh, it's all in Boston. Yeah. Okay. But this is like the big one.
Yeah,
right?
This is the big one. I mean, I'm sure there will be boos. I'm just not a fan of that. I just let the anthem play.
No, I'm with you. Just, you know. What is it? Like, silence is a virtue?
Yeah.
Like,
I think you send more of a message if you don't acknowledge somebody than if you boo somebody, right?
Yeah, like, to me, like, obviously, like, Dennis Gates didn't want to get fined, but, like, to me, it's almost more disrespectful to not storm the court when you upset a team.
Yeah.
Like, it's like,
yeah.
Oh, they didn't storm?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Right, yeah,
wow. It's
right.
Like, well, we expected to win.
Right, yeah. Yeah, exactly. Like, that's a move right there. Same type of thing. Like, if you don't boo the anthem and you're just silent, I think that sends a bigger message because everybody's in Canada. Oh, they're going to boo our anthem. And if you don't even acknowledge their anthem, that sends like, you're not that as important as we are. And then cheer through the U.S. anthem and sing it and make that arena come alive and everybody's singing Home of the Brave at the end.
And then once everything's done, just start a USA chant and list the roof
off. List the
off,
roof like, off. Like, I'm getting goosebumps thinking about that right now. Like, damn.
America! F yeah!
I mean, but that's what this is about. That's what this night's about. So you can sit there and complain about, oh, hockey talk. Well, then you don't have a pulse on what America is talking about today.